Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhawk. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the 1 hour of real estate radio. Everything that you need to be an awesome, more successful, more profitable real estate investor. See, like what I did there? I was trying to make it like gamification a little bit, try to really make some emphasis here on why you need to be listening to Think Realty Radio all the time. Listen, I love taking questions as well. I love answering questions on the air. So what you got to do to ask me a question is to text the word ask to 96270. Throughout today's show, you will have questions. Believe me, I do too. I have questions all the time. That's why I go to experts in the industry like Bill Mancaro from the Paper Source Online to ask about notes and to talk about notes and to see what opportunities and strategies there are related to buying, selling, or just buying and holding notes. Guess what the topic of today's show is? Notes. That's right. Let's go ahead and bring my guest, Bill, on the air with me. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hi, Avi. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
You got it. Tell us a little 1-2 about who you are, your background, what you do, and what PaperSourceOnline.com is.
Sure. I'm going to date myself now. I started in notes in the early 1980s. I actually got a little money together and got a down payment on a rental house. And was really having a problem being a landlord, didn't know anything about tenants or landlording. So I started going to some real estate seminars to learn more about landlording and maybe figure out how to buy another property. And I ran into people who invested in real estate notes. And I had no idea what that was. But the more I talked, the more it sounded interesting to me. You know, it's a way to have a cash flow without having to deal with tenants. And that sounded pretty good to me. So I started looking into that possibility. And I look at owning real estate primarily for growth and hopefully income. But real estate notes are entirely for income. They don't appreciate in value. They depreciate, usually, normally. And so I like to do a balance of both. I've got rental properties, but I also have real estate notes as well.
So for our listeners that are a little unsure, unclear of what notes are, let's maybe do a little crash course in the next maybe 5 or 6 minutes before we have to go to break about what notes are, what that industry really is. Is it a new industry? Has it been around for a while? What are some rules and regulations around it? I'll kind of let you lead that discussion and conversation because, quite frankly, you're the expert on it. And I'm also at this point taking notes. No pun intended.
Okay. Not those. I don't buy those kind of notes. It surprised me, but note investing goes back to biblical times. It's mentioned in the Bible. And I, if you give me an hour, I'll be glad to find the site, but the verses. But no, it does go back to putting a mortgage on land and then people acquiring that mortgage. And what a real estate note is in our present conversation, what we're dealing with is privately held real estate notes, not bank-owned. Banks will probably not sell you a mortgage that they own. But when someone sells a property, let's say Mr. Smith sells his house, and the buyer, for whatever reason, maybe he's new in town, he hasn't been in his job very long, hasn't established credit, whatever the reason it might be, or just he prefers it this way, Mr. Jones will then sell the house to the buyer, and a note is created, which is an IOU. A note is an IOU. And it says that Mr. Jones, who sold the house to Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Smith will then give him a down payment and then pay him a certain amount of money every month, just like you would pay. She would pay the bank, except she's paying Mr. Jones, becomes the bank. And so when you own a real estate note, you are the bank. You are getting payments from someone who has bought a property. And just like a bank, you get a nice interest rate from it. And that's pretty much the way it works. If you, Mr. Jones is getting $1,000 a month and from Mrs. Smith and decides for whatever reason that he'd like to sell that note, then I might come along as an investor and say, I'll buy your note. So then I get the payments from Mrs. Smith. Her payments don't change. It's still $1,000 a month. But then I get the payments and I can do, I won't go into all the details on it, but that's the very basics of how it works.
So who would be the ideal investor for this specific type of deal, for a real estate note? Is it somebody that wants to be active in real estate investing? Is it somebody that wants to be a little bit more passive? Is it somebody that's looking at building a portfolio of these things? If you can maybe shed some light on that.
Okay. It is, I always hate to use the term passive when it comes to investing, because whatever you do, you've got to keep on top of it. But it is certainly more passive than dealing with tenants normally. It is not as passive as, say, buying a bank CD, a certificate of deposit, or a money market fund. That's about as passive as it gets. But it's also about as low an interest rate that you can get as well. Notes, you get a higher interest rate, or what we call yield, from investing in real estate notes. And everybody asks me, what kind of yield, what kind of interest rate can you get as a real estate note investor? It's hard to say because it depends on the note. Just like, if somebody said, I want to sell you a car, how much will you I want to sell you my car. How much will you give me for my car? Well, you need a lot more information. What kind of car? How many miles does it have on it? What condition is it in? Well, I look at notes in the same way. So I can't give you real estate note investors make 8.76% on their investment. No, you can't do that. The absolute top quality, what we call bank quality real estate notes. First position seasoned, which means they've been paying on it for a long time. First class payer, first class property, a lot of equity in the property, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You might be able to get 6% interest on that. So some lesser qualities, you're looking at 10, 12%, possibly mid-teens, depending on it. I just bought a note fairly recently. At a 15% yield or interest rate, but it's not a perfect note, and I may have to do a work on it. The person who, the payer, has twice in the past failed to pay their property taxes, so I have to keep on top of that. There may be, we hope there's no foreclosure in the future because I hate that. But that's the answer to that. And the way the way you make these kinds of yields is not based on the interest rate, a face interest rate of the note. That never changes. So the person paying on the note, if their note is sold, they still make the same kind of payment. and if the note is written at 4% and you buy it for the face amount of the balance due, let's say there's $100,000 due on the note, and you that's it written at 4%. Well, if you pay $100,000 for that, you're going to get 4%, and I hear some music coming up.
That's right. That means we got to go to break. So Think Realty Nation, check out Bill's website. It's really, really informative. It's been around for a while. I've always been paying attention to PaperSourceOnline.com. Again, it's PaperSourceOnline.com. Even it's been a long time since that site's been there. Again, great resource if you're interested in learning more about real estate notes. We're going to get a little technical when we come back, but I'll make sure to continue to break it down for you because some of this stuff is really important to pay attention to. Ask me a question. Text the word ASK to 96270. Don't go anywhere. Bill and I are coming right back.
Real estate investors, first-timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at Auction.com/ThinkRealty.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game. Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhar. We're back. My guest today is Bill Mancaro from PaperSourceOnline.com. Guess what we're talking about? Real estate notes. That's right. And in this segment, Bill, I want to get a little bit more technical, but see if we can still keep it a little easy for our listeners to follow in terms as it relates to real estate notes. If you can give me a little bit of background, why are notes created? Why are they useful? Why do people carry back notes? And then we'll jump into some technical details, exactly what people need to know. That would be really helpful.
Sure. Real estate notes are created usually because either the person selling the property wants installment payments and doesn't want a lump sum of cash. For example, I bought a piece of property. It was actually a farm from a gentleman that was at the time, I think he was about 90 years old, and he wanted to take back a 20-year note. And I said, okay, because I was willing to, you know, do it as a cash deal. But I said, why? And he said, because I don't want my damn kids getting all that money. So he got, whatever it was per month. So that's one reason people do it. Another is especially when interest rates are high and people can't afford or people can't qualify for a mortgage. People will often then offer to take back what they call seller financing or owner financing, seller carry back financing. Those are a lot of words, but basically they will create a note so the person doesn't have to go to the bank. They can give them a down payment and make the monthly payments to the seller of the property. So those are two of the primary reasons why somebody would do that.
Now, are there a lot of real estate notes available for sale? And if so, where do I find them if I'm interested in buying a couple of notes for cash flow?
Well, I can tell you the answer is yes. The latest survey done by Advanced Seller Data Services, and if I can, I think it's appropriate since I'm using their data to let people know that their website is notesellerlist.com, mm-hmm. and that's another answer to your second question, Avi. That's a place to find notes. They actually sell lists of people who own notes and who might be willing to sell their note. And so they're a responsible company. But they put out a study quite recently of notes created in 2017.
Yeah.
And they didn't survey every county in the country, but they surveyed several thousand counties and over 2,000 counties in the nation. There are 80, as at the time of their study, there were 89,779 first position seller notes on records all over the country. Texas has the largest number with 17,262. California comes in second with 8,502. And Florida comes in third with 8,000. Florida comes in second with 8,700 and California with 8,500, pretty close. So those are all seller carryback first position notes that are out there on houses that people can find to buy.
So what would be the reason why somebody would want to sell a note?
Either to get cash that they need. For whatever reason, instead of, getting their $1,000 a month, they'd like to get, $80,000 lump sum, whatever it might be that their note could bring. That's one reason. Or there's a problem with it, or they perceive there's a problem with it. Maybe they're afraid that the person is not going to be able to continue making the monthly payments for whatever reason, or they don't like the property has fallen in value that the note is secured by. Or some other reason why, or maybe they're moving out of state, or and don't want to don't want to have that situation or moving out of the country, and they feel they don't want a long-distance investment, so they might want to sell the notes. So a variety of reasons, but it boils down to they either need money or they're trying to solve what they perceive as a problem.
Gotcha. So let's say I go to, what was it, Note Sellers List, Note Sell, what was that website?
It is NoteSellerList.com, not plural, NoteSellerList.com.
Got it, singular, NoteSellerList.com. So let's say I go to the website, I mail out to a couple of folks, I get some responses, and now I'm evaluating notes, and there seems to be an opportunity to maybe acquire a note or two. What are some of the initial things that you look at when evaluating a note for sale?
Okay. Can I back up for a minute? I will
Sure.
tell you that just a second. Note Seller List sells lists of people who own notes. The
Yes.
online source, but there's a really terrific resource, online source, which is loanmls.com. And that actually has notes for sale. You don't have to go through and contact the seller and all that. They are notes that are actually for sale. So I certainly recommend people, and I know that Think Realty, full disclosure, is affiliate of that, but I'm not an affiliate. I'm just telling people loanmls.com is the place to go.
That's right.
Okay. And your question was... Tell me again.
Yep.
Sorry.
How do you when I've found a note for sale as a result of, say, a mailing effort or something like that, how do I evaluate that note and know if it's a good one to buy?
There are several criteria to do what we call due diligence. First of all, the first question I always ask is, what kind of property is it? Is it a property that I would want to own? And if it's a warehouse in an industrial district and I had to foreclose on it, what would I do with it? So I wouldn't buy that note. I might refer it to another note investor who might be interested in it and get a referral fee. So I don't just toss them away. But the first thing I ask is, do I want to own the property? Second, I ask is, what was the down payment? The vast majority of zero down payment or very low down payment notes go into default because the person paying on it has little incentive, unless it's their own personal home. They have little incentive to make the payments if things go south. So I look at that. Then I look at so I'm looking for 20% down payment, 15%. I get a little nervous if it's lower than that. Then I look at, again, is it the kind of property I want to own? Is it a slum property? I don't want to own a slum property. Okay. Then I look at how much equity is in the property. In other words, if it's a $400,000 house and it's a $100,000 note and it's been paid down, well, we got $300,000 in equity in there. If I ever had to foreclose, I'd get a $400,000 house for my investment of $100,000 or less. So those are the principal things I look at. Some people look at the credit score of the payer. I'll certainly look at the credit score, look at the background of the payer. That's not as critical to me. Just because they paid in the past doesn't mean they can't lose their job tomorrow. I look at the character of the person and just kind of see what their credit score, what their credit report tells me. But basically, we're looking at the paper, the property, and the payer, the three P's. What is the paper? What's it like? How much equity, all that? What's the property? What's the nature of the property, and what's the nature of the payer?
Got it. We'll talk more about those three P's when we come back, because these are really important things to hone in on, especially when there are notes available for consideration. If you've gone through the process, you've mailed out, or you've gone to loanmls.com, you found a couple of sellers of notes, now you're interested in the valuation process. Super, super critical. So we'll talk about that, and then I definitely want to talk about maybe some market trends that we need to be aware of regarding real estate notes. All of that when we come back to Think Realty Radio after these messages. But in the meantime, check out thinkrealtyradio.com, click play on some of your favorite episodes, and make sure to check out papersourceonline.com and all of the resources Bill and his team have made available for you on the website. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
You like business content. I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhar. We're back. That's right. You are listening to my voice. You're tuned in and dialed in to all the information that you need to succeed as a real estate note investor, because that's what today's topic is, how to invest in real estate notes. My guest is Bill Mancaro from The Paper Source. Check him out at papersourceonline.com. A lot of resources, a lot of seminars, a lot of good information that you need to succeed as a note investor. He also has a directory of note buyers, which I think is super cool. I've subscribed to that, to this specific directory all the way back, way back when I used to receive the paper version of it. This was, I believe, in 2005 and 6 and 7, and I remember doing some business in the note world back then too. And that's how long PaperStores Online has been around. So I would definitely encourage everybody listening to take a look and see where real estate notes kind of fit into your overall strategy and portfolio. Bill, that being said, let's talk a little bit about the evaluation piece. You said when you're looking at a note to evaluate, there are three P's that you need to pay attention to. What are those three P's, and can you do a little bit of a deep dive into each one?
Okay. The paper, which is the note, and the paperwork involved with the investment, the property, and the payer. So we look at the paper, and we say, is this what is the what's the amount of the note, and is the you run an amortization schedule, and does the amortization schedule fit what is claimed about the note, and what the amount of the note purchase, what the amount of the note balance is. You look at the numbers. Make sure, in other words, you look at the numbers on the paper. On the paperwork to make sure everything is as it should be. Is it a normal note, or does it somebody write it on the back of a cocktail napkin? Is it a legal note? Was it properly signed? All this detail that you have to do. I have a free e-course that goes into great detail about this and other things about notes, just to let people decide if this is something they want to pursue. It's not for everybody. And at our website, PaperSource Online, that people can sign up for free and get the e-course. So you look at the paperwork. Is everything in order? Even down to, as my wife discovered one time buying a note, she's a note investor as well. She looked at the notary's expiration, the notary seal expiration, and found that it had already expired when the notary had notarized the paperwork, and nobody had ever caught that before, but she did. So that has to do a lot with the paper. Okay. The property, obviously, as I said, what kind of property is it? Do you want to own that property? Is it something that you'd be comfortable owning if worse came to worse? What condition is it? Where is it? Is it do you want to buy a note on a property in an area you don't know anything about that 1500 miles away? Maybe not. So things like that. I like to see the property if I can. Strangely enough, I was just in East Moline, Illinois a few weeks ago, and I got an email from one of our PaperSource subscribers, who said, have you any interest in a note? And here it is, and I'm looking at it. It's in East Moline, Illinois, on a house in East Moline, Illinois, strangely enough, because I don't live anywhere near East Moline, Illinois. I just happened to be there. So I went out, and I was interested in the note. I went out to look at the property. The house looked okay. Right next door to it was an abandoned house that apparently had burned at one time, and it was halfway over the lot line to the other subject property, and it was horrible. Hmm. You'd have a terrible time if you had to foreclose. Reselling that house because of the horrible structure next door, but that didn't show up in any of the paperwork that I had. So you look at the property. Finally, you look at the payer. What's their payment history? Have they just started paying on this note? What do they do for a living? What's their income? Can they afford the payments on this note? You're looking at 30% of or less of their household income as going toward a payment, or less is the operative word there. How substantial are they? Do they have a history of not paying, of bankruptcies? So there you're looking at the payer. So those are the three P's, the paper, the property, and the payer. And again, if people want to take my free e-course, we go into that as well, and I'm available. If you want to email me and have questions about it, I'm happy to answer questions.
Awesome. Love that. And where can I get the free e-course?
PaperSourceOnline.com. And just there's a little button to sign up for the free e-course.
Awesome. Let's talk about interest rates and the impact on this industry, on the note industry. Does it have a negative impact, positive impact? What are your thoughts?
when interest rates, mortgage interest rates go up, fewer people can qualify for a bank loan. Mm. So that's when sellers find that they can't sell their property as easily as they can when interest rates are lower and people can qualify. So they look at taking back or creating a note on the property. So higher interest rates mean more notes are created, and that's the situation we're seeing today. As you know, interest rates are going up. That's the effect on the market for seller held notes.
Gotcha. Let's talk about non-performing notes for a second, because sometimes I like to kind of parallel this with a fixer-upper, right? I'm going to buy a single-family home. I'm going to invest, say, $10,000 or $15,000 or $30,000 in renovating the property, and then I'll sell it for more, essentially forcing that value, forcing the appreciation there. We can do the same thing with notes. You can find notes at a distressed price that are in distress, buy them for significantly lower than a performing note. You can turn that non-performing note into a performing note and then sell it for a profit or keep the returns to yourself. Bill, we have maybe a minute and a half left before we have to go to break. How does this entire world work? Sometimes it seems complicated, sometimes it doesn't. I go to YouTube and watch videos, which I get confused about. How does – enlighten me.
Well, you've done a good thumbnail of it, Avi.
Oh, there we go. That's right.
Yeah, they call it rehabbing notes. And, you've find a non-performing note and you buy it and go to the payer and try to work out. You say, okay, you can't afford $2,000 a month payment, can you? No, that's why you stopped paying. Right. But do you want to keep your home? Oh, absolutely. Then how much can you pay a month? Well, I could maybe make $1,400 to $1,500 a month. You say, okay, we'll rewrite the payment. And it'll be that's what your payment will be from now on. Okay. And you might be thinking, well, I don't want to make less money, but you have paid so little for that note that lowering the monthly payment, still gives you a tremendous yield on your investment. See, the less you pay for a note, the higher your yield or interest on the note. So that's just mathematical fact. So that's how you work it out with them. I will warn people, it's not easy. You're not going to be able to rehab every note. You can't talk to the payer before you buy the note. That's illegal. So it's a little dicey, and it is work. When you buy a non-performing note, you're buying a part-time job. And if you want to do that, that's fine. But you better educate yourself and go into it with eyes open. Final word on that from me. There's a lot of funds that sell non-performing notes. I personally stay away from a lot of them. Check them out carefully.
Great advice, and what a way to go right into break. Bill, thanks so much for joining me today on Think Realty Radio. I really, really appreciate the information.
Me too, Avi. Thanks so much.
Got to Think Realty Nation. Check out Bill and his resources at papersourceonline.com. It's where you need to go, so just do it. If you have questions for me, text the word ASK to 96270. Also, check out a copy of our print magazine. It's called Think Realty Magazine. You can buy it at Barnes & Noble and the 84 Lumber Stores.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Real estate investors, first timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at auction.com/thinkrealty. The key to success in any industry is having a network of skilled professionals who can help you do your job effectively. The American Association of Private Lenders believes that with better resources, you get better results. By visiting the American Association of Private Lenders website, you will find the resources to put more deals together, but better deals. Who doesn't want to improve their bottom line? To find a credible private lending professional, visit AAPLonline.com today.
In today's changing real estate industry, the most successful investors combine the best real estate techniques with the best note techniques. Hello, I'm Kevin Shortell, and I provide real solutions to note investors. I've helped many investors, such as Equity First Funding, Bright Path Notes, and the Note Pro team, build and grow, and I can help you too. I offer personal consulting to three-day training. To learn more, go to KevinShortell.com. That's KevinShortell.com and join my mailing list, and also listen to the Kevin Shortell podcast on iTunes.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Golhar. Welcome back to Think Realty Radio. You know, from time to time, I do like to do a little candlelight session, kind of mellow out for a quick second if I can mellow out. You know, it's very difficult for me to do that. And kind of chat some seriousness into the overall real estate conversation. You know, it's not too often where I get to just connect with you one-on-one, and I love the opportunity to be able to do that. So this is going to be a really fun segment for me, and I'm excited to talk about kind of finding how to find the sweet spot for building wealth with single family and multifamily. Now, many of our listeners, many of you listening right now, you're thinking, well, geez, you know, I like single family, I like multifamily. How do I get involved in both of these things? Like, how do I do more of this? Well, here's the thing. The secret to investing in real estate is cash flow. The more cash flow you have, the more you win the game. The more of America you buy, the more you win the game. The more the person that wins owns the most of America, right? It's what my really good friend Greg Rand, who's the CEO of Own America, says all the time during the Power Play on Tuesdays right here on Think Realty Radio. It's exactly what we talk about. Now, if you imagine three circles,
and you have these three circles that kind of combine in the center. There's a sweet spot that's formed when you have these three circles kind of come together. Now, that's the sweet spot for building wealth. Now, you're like, wait a minute, can you back up for a second? What do these circles represent? Well, the first circle is skills. The second circle is opportunity. And the third circle is passion. Now, where these circles intersect is the sweet spot for building wealth. And many of you know or probably have a mental image of what this diagram looks like, and you're absolutely right. It is a diagram from the book Good to Great, written by Jim Collins. If you haven't had a chance to read the book, I encourage you to read the book. It's an incredible book. And in the case of real estate investing, there are three things you need to pay attention to: skills, opportunity, and passion. Okay, skills, opportunity, and passion. I want to take a little bit of time today and talk about each of these topics. Let's start with passion. Passion for me is more than just flipping real estate. It's more than just lending money to real estate investors. It's more than single family rentals. It's more than commercial real estate, more than syndication, more than land, lease purchase, owner finance, multifamily. Okay? It means being able to do what you want on your own time and create massive impact for the world. And we can do that in three different ways. We have time, purpose, and wealth. These are the three pillars that Think Realty is built on: time, purpose, and wealth. And throughout the country, throughout the year, we talk about each of these pillars. In Atlanta, we talked about wealth. And then, of course, in Irvine and Baltimore and Dallas, we talk about the other two pillars, which are time and purpose. Okay? If you have these pillars, and if you think about building a house on these pillars, you can only build a house on all three pillars if all three pillars exist. Okay? You can't build a house, you can't build a stool in this case, on only two legs. You need three legs. So what does that mean? Well, if you have the conversation with yourself about purpose, and you figured out your purpose, but you don't know how to spend your time, and you haven't defined what wealth means for you, then guess what? It's not going to work out for you. Sorry. If you haven't figured out how you're going to use your time, but you've figured out your purpose and you've figured out what wealth means to you, guess what else isn't going to happen? Finding your passion in this and being wealthy is not going to happen. Okay, so these three things must become aligned: your time, your purpose, and wealth. And for me, it's a lot more than that, right? It's a lot more than just flipping. It's a lot more than just single family rentals. It's the time that I get back. It's the purpose that it gives me. And then, of course, it's the wealth, the generational wealth, that I can create for my family, right? That's really important. I love to travel. My wife and I travel very regularly throughout the year. I love doing that with her. It's so much fun. And then we're looking at having kids in the next couple of years. So that's going to be even more fun. Mom and dad as well, fly them down. We can spend some good quality family time in Atlanta. That's what it means. And then being able to speak at the local colleges and really connect with the next forward thinkers of this society and of this country, that's really, for me, what matters. Being able to create impact for kids around the world, here at home in the United States, and then, of course, abroad. All right, being able to contribute to causes, to good causes like that, really, really important. So find your cause, really believe in that, and really rock and roll. That's the first pillar, the passion pillar. Well, the circle. The first circle I want to talk about was passion. The other two, skills and opportunity. Now, if you're a real estate investor, what kind of skills do you need to succeed? Well, you need a team, right? So let's think this through kind of logically. You need a team. And this team is comprised of real estate attorneys. This team is comprised of handymen, handywomen, contractors, appraisers, inspectors, lenders, private investors, wholesalers, real estate agents. So write a list of all of the people that you need on your team. That's part of a skill set, isn't it? To be able to go out and rally the troops that are going to help you out on your mission. Absolutely. The other skills that you need is pretty much a skill to make mistakes. There's a skill to succeed, absolutely. But mistakes are a prerequisite to success. If you don't make the mistakes now, guess what's not going to happen? You won't see the success that you want, period. I remember when I first started, I always wanted the success. I was always focused on that. And I was not focused on myself. I wasn't focused on making mistakes. I wasn't focused on reading. I wasn't networking as much. I wasn't executing on a high level. And then guess what happens? It seems like success, lady success in this case, just walks away from you. And that's the kind of relationship that you don't want. You don't want somebody walking away from you. So you got to grab success and say, hey, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to make the mistakes. I'm going to listen. I'm going to read. And I'm going to network. I'm going to execute at a very high level. And guess what this does for me? This gives me the skills that I need to succeed. Let's talk about opportunity, the third circle. Opportunity in your market exists everywhere. You just have to find it. And remember what we talked about? About networking and who needs to be on your team, you need to meet with these folks. Say, for example, you want to expand into Alabama or Tennessee or Georgia, or in the Midwest in Illinois, Michigan, or Pennsylvania. You need to fly there. You need to meet with folks. You need to understand the lay of the land. Where are they building new schools? Is there a new highway going in? What are good school districts? What jobs are coming in? Where is the market right now locally? Everybody talks about a national real estate market. There is no such thing. Okay, let's get that through our heads. There is no such thing. Real estate is a hyper-local community-level game here. So in order for us to win the game of real estate, to find the right opportunities, we need to know where to go. And that's going to come from the local experts. Take as many real estate agents in your area out to lunch as possible because they have the research. Yeah, they have access to more data than you can ever imagine. So take them out to lunch and tell them to bring their laptops so they can log into the MLS and you can walk through deals together and understand what's happening in your backyard. Or if you're in California and you realize that if you invest $1 million, it can only really get you 700 square feet of space, then I'll tell you something. Check out the Midwest. Check out the Southeast. But you have to do your homework. You got to do your due diligence. If you get into a deal, you know what? You better have done your homework beforehand. Otherwise, other people will do your homework for you. And that's not pretty. So you want to make sure you're doing your homework so that you are finding the best opportunities. And these opportunities can come in many different forms. I talk about it all the time on Think Realty Radio. It could be tax liens. It could be single family rentals. It could be single family flips. If you want to buy, flip, and sell your property, just like they do on TV, there's an opportunity for you in your city right now, but you just got to find it. The only way you're going to find it, ladies and gentlemen, is if you network and meet with people. It's not enough. It's not enough just to send out a couple of LinkedIn messages. It's not enough to be really active on Instagram and go for 100,000 followers. None of that stuff works as effectively as taking that conversation that you're having online on LinkedIn with somebody in your area and saying, hey, you know what? Let's meet up in person and talk. That's how you find the opportunity. And when you find that center, skills, opportunity, passion, the intersection, that center, that's the sweet spot for building wealth, and that's how you can be really successful in single family and multifamily real estate. Think Realty Nation, I hope you found that little candlelight session nice, heartwarming, and very informative. Get in touch with me. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. You can also pick up a copy of our magazine called Think Realty Magazine at your nearest Barnes & Noble. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609. Or at biztalkradio.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new Biz Talk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new Biz Talk Radio app.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.